This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Rick Santorum followed up his primary victory in Kansas with stops in neighboring Missouri. As KRCU's Isabel Hull reports, that included a Saturday trip to Cape Girardeau.
Santorum avoided many of the conservative social issues his campaign champions. Instead, he focused on foreign affairs, health care, and President Obama's energy record. He told 700 Party Faithful that nominating Mitt Romney would cede the health care debate to Democrats.
It's an issue that will be used against us instead of the most important issue to use against the president and what he's trying to do. It is the signature issue in this campaign. It's the reason we won in 2010.
Santorum won Missouri's non-binding primary in February. Missouri Republicans will choose their delegates in a caucus next Saturday. I'm Isabel Hull.
Insect scientists say biotech corn is losing its ability to fend off a major insect pest known as corn rootworm. As Veronique LaCapra reports from St. Louis, the scientists say continued widespread use of genetically modified corn will only make the problem worse.
Scientists say the corn rootworm is becoming resistant to BT corn, a crop genetically engineered to protect against the pest. Earlier this week, 22 scientists wrote a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency expressing their concerns. University of Illinois insect behaviorist Joseph Spencer was one of them. He says farmers can't just rely on a single pest management strategy.
We can't rely on just BT. We need to think about using a mix of techniques to ensure that we can protect the corn that we're growing in the United States.
Monsanto, which makes BT corn, says less than 0.2% of the acres planted with its corn variety experienced pest damage last year. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
A new speaker series on social innovation will bring its first speaker to the University of Missouri campus tonight. Mark Hannis is the founding president of United to End Genocide, an organization dedicated to preventing and stopping genocide throughout the world. Director of the Truman Department of Public Affairs, Dr. Barton Wetchler, says Hannis will serve as a great example for students.
Undergraduate students from a wide variety of disciplines who are both interested in the idea of social innovation and social entrepreneurship, but also interested in learning how a small group of people can make a big difference.
Hannis will share his experiences as the leader of United to End Genocide during the speech and then take questions from the audience. The presentation will begin at 7 in Memorial Union on the MU campus. And winning the Big 12 tournament was not quite enough to earn a number one NCAA tournament seed for Missouri. The Tigers are seeded second in the West and will open the tourney Friday against number 15 seed Norfolk State. The Air Force is responding to the federal government's 2013 budget changes to cutting Air Force personnel jobs throughout the United States. KBIA's Wendy Bader tells us how these cuts will affect Missouri Air Force bases.
The cuts will eliminate 5% of the roughly 500,000-member Air Force nationwide. The Air Force will eliminate about 5,000 Air National Guard, 4,000 active duty, and 900 Air Force reserve positions in either this year or next year. In Missouri, about 280 jobs are proposed for cuts. A spokesperson from Whiteman Air Force Base in Sedalia would not answer questions about the 40 proposed job cuts there. Lieutenant Rachel Savage would only recite a short statement.
The Air Force followed Secretary of Defense guidance, focusing reduction in overhead and support areas while minimizing the impact to functions tied to aircraft operations and maintenance, acquisition excellence, and the nuclear enterprise.
Missouri Congressman Todd Akin issued a press release saying that eliminating Air Force personnel is a poor way to treat those who serve their country. Karen Pettit is the chief of public affairs at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois. She says not all of the job cuts will be layoffs.
A lot of these reductions will come through natural attrition. So as people separate or as they retire, some of those positions may be coming off.
Pettit says the final decision on which positions will be eliminated have not been made yet. Wendy Mader, KBIA News.
A research team at the University of Missouri recently released a study that can improve the quality of batteries for electric cars. Professor Galen Supas is leading the research, and he says they constructed a small prototype lithium battery that could eventually allow cars to run purely on electricity for up to 60 miles. This is possible because they have incorporated a pump system in the battery, a system already used in many applications.
We use it to pump water. You have a radiator pump on your vehicle. Imagine your vehicle where you had to rely on water circulating itself. It would not work too well.
The team also says that this stage is just the beginning of the project, and that scaled up, the hope is that batteries will allow for storage on utility grids, which could save money for companies and consumers alike. Supas also says it is realistic that within 10 years, many cars on the market could be solely powered by these batteries. And students at the University of Missouri want the school to speed up its move to a smoke-free campus. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the Missouri Students Association is asking Mizzou administrators to ban smoking on campus starting in January. The current plan calls for completely smoke-free campus starting in 2014. The UM System's flagship campus has been phasing out public smoking since 2006. Current rules provide for designated smoking areas, but Student Government President Xavier Billingsley says that student smokers don't abide by those rules. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.